Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, Brian O'Connell joins me with the story of a business in Cork which was twice targeted by an armed robber. The shop owner himself, as we'll find out now, was pretty uniquely positioned to understand the reasons why this happened. So, Brian, tell us about this shop.
Well, I met with Ed Fitzgerald. He runs a third-generation shop and newsagent in Cork city centre. This business is in the family since 1939. So up until recently, Claire, in all that time, the shop had only experienced one significant robbery. This was by an armed male, and it was back in 2015. Ed takes up the story.
So back in 2015, one of our staff members was here. So a male came in and produced an implement, I believe it was a syringe, and demanded the contents of the till. They cleared the till. They were in and out in under a minute, I guess.
Frightening, I'd imagine, for your employee.
Absolutely. It's very traumatic when you know you're just going about your day and something so random like this happens. It's really is the stuff of movies, you know.
And this was the first armed robbery, you think, in the history of the business?
Yeah, in the history of the shop. Yeah, yeah. As I say, we're here since 1939, and this is the first time something like that had ever happened.
There's the financial loss, but there's also the loss of your security, the feeling that you've been invaded.
Big time. It puts you on edge, whereas you're quite comfortable knowing, you know, 95% of your regular customers and having the chats and having the banter and stuff. I mean, straight away we had to put in massive security measures, you know.
I can see sitting here, we're looking at CCTV, there's multiple cameras, obviously.
14 cameras around the shop, where there's three of us on at any one time.
So that's 2015. Were you happy enough with how justice played out in that circumstance? Was that person convicted?
They were. I couldn't praise the guards enough at the time, and they actually had the person about a week later, I think, because they were aware of the same perpetrator. He had done, he'd robbed two other shops within, I think, about a 48-hour period of ours.
So that was a fairly harrowing experience for his staff. And I know, Brian, that the story doesn't end there, but you're going to tell us about Ed's own journey to try and make some sense of this.
Yeah, having left school after his Leaving Cert and he went straight into the family business, as often happens, he really did get to see all sorts of life and meet a huge cross-section society at the shop counter. But then he found his way back to education later in life. He did a night course, and then he began a course in social science in UCC. Some of the course modules there looked at reoffending and looked at why reoffending happens. And his journey to understanding some of the reasons behind crime actually began as a volunteer over a decade ago, as he told me.
I went working as a volunteer with a homeless NGO in the city for about 4.5 years, you know, and realising that there's a lot to this. So I returned to UCC, and then that led into year two of a degree in social science. Which, and again, the irony of all this, I was actually doing a piece in criminology in about recidivism in around the time that this next incident happened, which is quite interesting.
And we'll get to that. But what did studying social science, what did it highlight or illuminate for you?
The direction we're putting our resources as a state. The cost of housing a normal prisoner, that's without the extra securities in the likes of Port Leash, it's €80,000 per annum. I do firmly believe that we're not treating people properly. Why are these people self-medicating with IV drugs on our streets, you know? Training and mental health, that's where resources should be top heavy.
Take me back to a year ago. What happened?
Again, there was a single staff member on duty. It was about 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. As it went, I was between lectures and I was just on my way back towards the shop.
So you're up in UCC studying social science?
Yep.
Criminology?
Yeah.
Recidivism?
Absolutely.
And you get a call?
I get a call that the shop had been robbed again. Again, the person was armed. Yeah, they produced a knife, I believe, this time. And in fairness, within about a week, they had the person.
And again, there's more to the story. 7 years later, as he said, they're robbed again at the shop. And the Gardaí, Brian, have some information for Ed.
About a week after the shop was targeted in that incident by an armed robber, he got a phone call from investigating Gardaí.
Just to say that it's the exact same person who robbed the shop 7 years previous, who had been through the criminal justice system, who'd been incarcerated at that time, because again they'd robbed a couple of shops 7 years ago.
And you'd done this body of work and this study in the meantime. So did it change how you felt about it? I'd imagine there was anger, because obviously it's your business.
They cleaned out my till again.
Yeah.
Do you know? Took me a hell of a long time to bring that back. So yeah, there is anger, but I mean, I don't think anger is the solution here. These people have been, in most cases, traumatized and come from a traumatized background. And that's what we're dealing again. And I think an example is case in point of a chap who's been through the system, is back out 7 years later. Is still committing criminality in the form of robbing my shop, you know. We work very hard here. Do you know, we've worked hard always for everything we've ever got.
But isn't the irony in a way that he'll probably get the resources in prison now that he couldn't get in the community?
Absolutely. That's it. It's almost too late when you're looking at someone in an incarceration scenario. I mean, you're looking at approximately a 1 in 2 chance of recidivism. That's a broken system.
How does it make you feel now when you're in the shop on your own? Like, have you managed to compartmentalise it, or are you a little bit on edge?
As around and in the whole, people are good. I've good business neighbours here. As I say, we're here since 1939. We're here a hell of a long time.
So Ed is calling for more resources, Brian, and there was some additional information provided around shoplifting just this week in Cork.
I had a look at the meeting of the Cork County Joint Policing Committee, and that meeting was told organised shoplifters are travelling around the country on what were called sprees, and that has led to a spike in incidents of thefts in Cork. Chief Superintendent Vincent O'Sullivan had said while Gardaí have seen static levels or decreases in some crimes, thefts from shops have increased in the divisions this year. So just to try and make sense of why we have these high rates of reoffending, as Ed referred to, and how housing actually is now a very significant factor. Just finally, I spoke to Professor Niamh Harrigan, who's Vice President of Mary Immaculate College in Limerick and a sociologist.
The vast majority of prisoners are re-released into the community. So it is in the community's interests that they don't reoffend. There are a number of purposes to imprisonment, the first of which is actually punishment. Rehabilitation is another element, but is generally not considered the primary element in that. My own view is that often the circumstances which contributed to somebody ending up in prison in the first place, when we imprison them, we release them back out into the community with all the same things going on. And therefore, the chances of them reoffending are very high. We have quite a high rate of recidivism in Ireland. And we, unfortunately, have a particularly high rate of recidivism amongst younger offenders. But I think it's impossible to overstate the degree to which the housing crisis has actually undermined a lot of the very good work that the probation service does. Because if you're trying to rehabilitate someone into the community to make them, you know, to make them more stable in the first instance, and then potentially, you know, a contributor to the community, housing as a baseline is something that has to underpin all of that. Those are the kind of circumstances which create the context for offending. And if they're not dealt with, subsequently reoffending, unfortunately.
That's Professor Niamh Harrigan there, ending Brian O'Connell's report. And Niamh is a regular contributor to the gathering here on Fridays on the programme. And she's not here today, but we will have other guests joining us to discuss data centres, poll walls for Fine Gael, and civility or lack of it in the Dáil. That's coming up in the next hour of the programme. Right now, though, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.